to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live and on the air. Jack Munson here in the Chicago Social Geek Studios. This is the first show of season 9, if you can believe that. We've been around for 9 years now. I want to thank Deb Evans and BJ Emerson and all of the folks who created and have contributed throughout the years to Social Geek Radio. This year, we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to have back each week one of our favorite guests from the past few years to join me sort of as a co-host and talk to some new friends as well. But the first guest co-host of the year that I'd like to bring in right now is my colleague from Kigo, Leanne Caruso. What's going on, Leanne?
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. We've got a lot of cool things to talk about today, including stuff happening with the International Franchise Association, stuff happening with Facebook, and I really want to get to something about stuff happening with crockpots, but we'll save that one for the end. How about that?
Sounds good.
Leanne, give us your story. Tell us what you're doing, how did you get here, and what's up with Leanne these days?
Sure. Well, my name is Leanne Caruso, and I'm the Director of Professional Services at Kigo. We're based out of Roswell, Georgia. Personally, I live in Tampa, Florida, so I have the good office compared to you guys in Chicago and Georgia. I get to look at palm trees all day.
I'm looking at pine trees right now. They're covered with snow.
So close.
Yes.
I'm sweating a little bit with my 78 degrees today, but
thanks for that.
Anyway,
thanks.
So I also manage the social media department at Kigo as well. And in professional services, we are the quote-unquote agency side of Kigo. And we do more of the custom marketing and advertising for brands from a corporate level, primarily working with franchisors, of course. So right now, hot and heavy is franchise development, especially in the digital marketing space, which I'm super excited about. A lot of social media, pay-per-click, programmatic, retargeting, in an effort to get prospective qualified candidates for franchisors to enter the franchisee space. So that's what we're doing in Kigo right now. And I've been in marketing for 20 years. I had my own agency prior to this. Started my company in 2009, basically from a Facebook post. So I realized the power of social media at that time. And I got my first client and built an agency from there. And a couple years ago, I sold it to my business partner who had acquired me a year before that. And moved over to Kigo and been here about a year and a half now and happy to be here and looking forward to see all of the franchise friends at the IFA in a couple of days.
I love that. I love that you started the business with a Facebook post. So
I did. Yep.
Do you still have
that post?
And that
was right when Facebook, I don't. But that was right when Facebook business pages were just being released. This is 2009.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I dove right in right away and, you know, kept learning and kept growing. And as you know, with social media and especially Facebook, every day is different. So, you know, I've been riding that train for a very long time and growing with social media, and every day is different, which I love. So,
yeah.
But now, you know, doing Twitter and Instagram and all of that good stuff along with it.
2009 is pretty early for someone to be doing any kind of business on Facebook.
It is. It is very early. But that was back when businesses kind of behaved like people, like profiles. And so there was a lot of connecting, a lot of support, a lot of networking. That was when you didn't have to pick and choose who saw your stuff or have to even worry about who saw your stuff. And that was certainly before paid advertising. So it was more of a networking platform and a conversational platform for anything. It was great for small businesses and entrepreneurs and new brands to meet people and get out there. It was kind of like a supplemental form to in-person networking.
I think we're going to call that the gilded era of social media and Facebook. 100% reach, which we're going to talk about Facebook in a few minutes.
Crazy.
And I remember the first IFA International Franchise Association convention that we really came out and we're talking a lot about social media was 2009. And I think I've told this story a few times on Social Geek Radio, but with the convention coming up later this week, it might be kind of fun to talk about this again. We had a tweet up at the 2009 IFA convention. And it was a friend of mine from Chicago, Ginny Dietrich, who many of you may know. She's been on the show several times. She and I had a tweet up at the lobby of whatever hotel we were at in 2009. I think it was in San Diego. And at the very last minute, we had this panic attack of, oh my God, we've been promoting this thing on Twitter for the past month, and there's 4,000 people in this hotel. What if they all show up at the lobby at the same time and expect us to buy them a drink? And so we panicked for about 10 minutes. And then there were approximately 17 people showed up. So we were in very good shape financially. But
that's good. Of those, that's like 17, Facebook reach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. of those 17 people, I got to say, some of them are still working with us. Some of them are still in franchising, and some of them, actually all of them, are still very active on Facebook. So it was a nice early look into social media at the IFA.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
We should do a tweet up this weekend.
I think we should hopefully get more than 17 people on it.
17.
let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the IFA. It's the convention is this week. This weekend starts technically on the 10th through the 13th at the Phoenix Convention Center. Leanne, you and the Kigo crew will all be there, right?
That's right. I think there are six of us.
Nice.
And we will be at booth 332 and 334.
Right. And we've got some fun stuff happening there, including some Mario Kart and some other games happening. So you can stop by and challenge me to a game of Mario Kart, and someone at the end of the show is going to win a Nintendo Switch. So that'll be kind of fun.
That's right.
And we've got some other swag there too. So tell me again the booth number. I don't even know what booth we're at. I just show up at these things, you know.
Right. I don't even know. Does anybody really know booth numbers at these things?
That's true.
332 and 334. Look for all the green.
Look for the green. Yeah, the Kigo green. Perfect. So also happening at the IFA, we've got a series of roundtables. And there are a couple that I want to invite everybody over to, because we're going to be talking about very Social Geek Radio-esque stuff. On Sunday in the Marketing Summit, I've got a roundtable all about franchise development and social media. We did the same topic last year, had lots of people trying to get in at that table. So make sure you get there early if you want to talk about franchise development and Facebook or other social media channels. And on Tuesday, I've got a second roundtable. This is in the business solutions area. And we'll be talking about best practices for Facebook advertising. And my co-facilitator, and Leanne, I know this is somebody that you work with on a regular basis, is Matt Krawalski, COO of Soccer Shots. He will be at the table with me.
That's right. And he's doing a lot of great stuff in the Facebook space. So I'm sure he'll have a lot of great things to say based on experience.
Yeah, he's a really smart marketer. Before he, you know, got promoted to COO, he was a great digital marketer for a long time. And I'm sure he'll have some good stuff to share. What else do we know that's happening at IFA that we've seen recently? Anything fun?
It looks like they're doing, I just saw a Facebook ad actually right before this call. They're doing something called hashtag FranSnap, and they're doing selfies. And if you post, you get a chance to win some dollars, which I'm just going to throw it out there. We did do this last year. And when you posted, you hashtag keywords, and we had a live feed up at our booth. So I love that they're doing this. And because we gave away selfie sticks last year, hopefully everybody still has their Kigo selfie sticks, and they'll be using those selfie sticks to post their hashtag FranSnap at IFA this weekend.
I think I gave away all of my selfie sticks. I should have saved one for myself.
Well, I have one. I'll bring it.
Okay, there you go. So it's hashtag IFA 2018. And do you also have to do a hashtag of FranSnap? Is that right?
Hashtag FranSnap.
Hashtag FranSnap. Right. Okay, got it. Okay.
All right. FranSnap. And I think you can do it on, let me pull it up real quick, but I think you can do it on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Okay, good. So, so LinkedIn, not so much for the FranSnap.
Doesn't look like.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And that's actually from the IFA, the International Franchise Association. Yes. They're the ones behind
that. From the IFA. Absolutely. So
that's not from...
The best three photos will be chosen to win a $25 gift card and a special shout out on IFA's social media.
All right. I'm in. I'm going to go for it. Right.
I'm going to turn my selfie into cash.
All right. What else is happening there that you're looking forward to at the IFA this year? Anything?
Well, I'm a huge Shark Tank fan, probably like many of us. So I'm looking forward, of course, to Damon John and Stephen Covey.
Oh, yeah. Franklin Stephen Covey. Yeah. He's doing a keynote. I'm not sure which day that is. We can consult franchise.org if we want to check out the schedule. But those should both be awesome as well. I'm really looking forward to an event called Franchising Gives Back. And we did this they've done it for a few years. Last year was my first year. It's sort of the day before the conference and a bunch of people show up early and we go do some sort of community improvement project in whatever city we're in. And I think this year we're doing a similar thing to last year where we go to a local school that could use some help and we do some projects and do a lot of painting and cleaning up and that kind of thing. And I got to tell you, that was probably the most fun I had at IFA last year was, you know, getting dirty and getting covered with paint and painting the exterior of the school in last year was Las Vegas that needed a little help. It was a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. If anybody's coming into Phoenix by very early Friday, I think there still are some slots available for Franchising Gives Back. You can check that out at franchise.org as well. Okay, so along with IFA stuff this week, probably the number one topic in my news feed in Facebook and other places has actually been about Facebook and the announcement from almost 2 weeks ago of Facebook changing the algorithm once again and really kind of hurting brands and publishers when it comes to what's happening in consumers' news feeds. So, Leanne, any opening thoughts on that? Is it something that people are worried about or should be worried about?
Well, I would say, first of all, I love you coined it, the Facebook organic panic, because I do think that a lot of brands are panicking about it and they're making a lot of noise and concerned about how that affects all of their social media efforts on Facebook. I think a lot of people, you know, have copywriters and they have social media people and they've taken so long to finally dive into Facebook and have a very active presence and create compelling content that'll get people to react. And then now Facebook is basically saying it's for friends and family and brands, you know, pretty much will be pushed to the back. So I do believe that people are a little bit fearful of what's going to happen to all of their hard work. So of course we know that paid advertising is going to work and, you know, as you and I have both said, double down on Facebook advertising to make sure that you're seen and heard. But quite honestly, this shift in the algorithm has been changing for several years now. They've been threatening, if you will, to do this for quite some time. And I think that brands have noticed that their reach has gone down and down and down and down. And so we're here and they've been telling you to pay all along. So I don't think people should stop posting on Facebook by any means. It's absolutely a necessity to continue to do so. Fans and followers can still go to that page and select to see content from that page if they want to. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, Facebook is a pay-to-play model through and through. And so the most important thing is that brands are paying for Facebook advertising in order to be seen. And there's such great opportunity to utilize Facebook advertising in so many different ways that we know is working and really just target so many of your efforts to paid advertising, I don't think that it's going to affect things too much more than that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point about the paid ads. This panic that we talk about, this really should have hit everyone about 2 years ago when organic reach really took a dive. It went from, more than 2 years ago, went from 100% down to about 20%. And you know, that's where I think the smarter marketers really said, okay, this is now an advertising network. We need a budget. We need to plan this way in advance. And you know, we need to take money from everything that's not working and put it to where we think it will work, because now we know it works. And, and you know, to run away from Facebook now because your organic reach, I've been looking at some of my pages recently, the organic reach has gone from 2% to 1%. Well, that's not really where we should be panicking. Like I said, it should have been years ago. So, you know, the other thing I think people are worried about is the ad rates going up. You know, well, if everyone starts advertising because Facebook is no longer free, now the ad rates are going to increase. And again, I don't work for Facebook. I'm not getting paid by Facebook, but I will tell you, it's still the best deal in town. You know, where are you going to reach thousands of people for $35? I can't really agree with anyone who says it's time to find an alternative. I see a lot of, especially, no offense, PR people, but especially the PR people are like, well, we've got to find another channel to reach. No, you don't. Because we know where your customers are and we know where your future customers are. They're on Facebook like everybody else in this country. So,
correct.
So if the rates go up.
And if you do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was saying, if you do it right, we haven't noticed any changes as far as any of our Facebook ad campaigns is in terms of costs going up or down, quite frankly, and they are still doing great. And in January, we have some campaigns that we have year over year data on, and they're doing better than ever. Wow. So it would definitely be a mistake to remove your advertising efforts from Facebook and listen to some of the naysayers, because the organic panic has been happening for quite some time. They've been pushing paid advertising for such a long time. I feel like the last couple of years, people are finally starting to buy into it and keep it going, because it's working. And like you said, it's the most cost-effective form of advertising anywhere.
And to decrease your ad budget right now on Facebook, just because, you know, somebody from, you know, CNN says so, it really kind of goes against what I think is really going to be happening in 2018. We're really on the cusp of a huge business boom, in my opinion. And to not be spending advertising dollars to be part of that boom, I think would be a huge mistake. So I'm all in on Facebook. I know you are too. And we'll argue with anyone at the IFA that disagrees, right?
Absolutely. Put up a fight.
There you go. Leanne, in the few minutes we have left, I want to talk about this sensation that came out, what was this, a week ago with this program that you were telling me about on NBC, This Is Us?
Yes.
There's an entire situation happening that I was not aware of. So give us a lowdown.
Well, many people in America know the show This Is Us, and were up in arms when a fire that caused a traumatic event in the family's life was started by a crock pot, essentially. It was really a slow cooker, I think, but it didn't actually have the brand name on it. But what immediately happened after that show, because people are so tied to the show and so emotionally invested in the show, that Crock-Pot really got the brunt of all of this, and people were threatening to throw out their Crock-Pots and, you know, banning Crock-Pot, never use Crock-Pot again, just because their favorite character, you know, died because of Crackpot. And I don't think there's a spoiler alert here.
Yeah.
At this point, but
though I do want to point out, this is a fictional show.
It is a fictional show.
No one actually died.
No one actually died, and it wasn't actually a Crackpot. It was a slow cooker, so Crackpot actually the next day, because of the backlash of the emotional ties to what happened because of a Crackpot, they actually had to create a Twitter account. And then the This Is Us team at NBC really had to scramble in order to kind of save Crackpot. So the character who died in the show is actually doing commercials for Crackpot to try and help save the name, wow, if you will. But
wow,
I just want to say that Crackpot has done a fantastic job of recovering and overcoming this challenge that was probably very unexpectedly presented to them, and within hours had to kind of battle the fire, no pun intended. But and now there's a whole hashtag campaign called hashtag Crackpot is innocent. And it's so funny to watch the posts and the streams that are going along with that hashtag, and especially with the character that's presented in these commercials. And they had a whole Super Bowl commercial. So it's been interesting to watch, and I love it when brands can recover from something that they certainly didn't expect.
Yeah. What I love about this is, And I'm coming in totally from the outside. I know nothing about this show. I've never seen it, but now suddenly I'm interested in it because they did this very cool spin in social media, right? So what I love is that there's no way this was planned in advance. There was not a you know, boardroom at NBC or an ad agency on Madison Avenue 6 months ago where they were all whiteboarding this saying, okay, and then we're going to do this and then it's going to explode on Twitter. And so like none of that happened. This is all about smart marketing people thinking fast. And I love it.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah. And it's amazing of Crackpot what they were able to do and how they did it with humor and, you know, humility and like, don't throw out your Crackpot. We love Jack too. And then how This Is Us and the team at NBC were also willing to jump in and help clear Crackpot's name, especially paying for a spot, you know, before the Super Bowl. So
yeah, but money well spent, because absolutely, here we are many days later, still talking about
still
it.
Talking about it.
This is going to go away. So someday this will be in a marketing textbook.
Yes.
In some, you know, marketing 101 class. So awesome. Right. Well, thanks
just looking at one of the articles and it says, yeah, this is damage control at its finest.
Oh,
which is very true. Yeah.
Perfect. So, all you kids out there, when you get to your marketing 101 class, you can tell them you already heard about this on Social Geek Radio. So,
right.
Thanks for bringing me up to speed on that. Very cool campaign and, great thoughts on Facebook. And I guess we will see you next at the IFA in Phoenix this coming weekend with the International Franchise Association and KIGO.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Jack.
All right. See you soon. Thanks so much. Good night.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and KIGO. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.